Art, so they say, imitates life. But sometimes art imitates art. Take the new film, The Girl with the Pearl Earring. It's based on the book by Tracy Chevalier, a fictional account of the life of the young woman pictured in the famous Vermeer painting. But what, if anything, gets lost in the translation? NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
The film's director, Peter Weber, was a college student majoring in art history when he first saw Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring.
I was intrigued, I was entranced, but I didn't try to create a backstory for it. I just kind of wallowed in its mystery.
The girl, draped in a blue and gold headdress, stares backward over her shoulder, her mouth slightly open, her expression impossible to read. No one knows for sure who she is, says Arthur Wheelock, curator of Dutch painting at the National Gallery of Art.
That's one of the wonderful things about Vermeer is that he creates works that resonate with us and that we capture in our mind's eye. But he tells us very little about the subjects or the narratives. And that allows us, all of us, to sort of enter into these paintings and bring associations to them that he doesn't provide.
In Weber's film, the girl has a name. Griet. She lives in the Dutch city of Delft in the 17th century. After her father is injured in an accident, she goes to work as a servant in the busy household of the painter Vermeer.
You'll need to fetch fish and meat every other day. You're to help serve and clear. Wash and press the linen. Floor scrubbed morning and night. You'll take your meals with me and the children.
That's your sleeping place.
You'll get used to it.
Griet is the creation of the writer Tracy Chevalier. Chevalier, whose latest book, The Lady and the Unicorn, tells the fictional story behind the unicorn tapestries, is making a career of writing novels about famous works of art. Chevalier says she wrote Girl with a Pearl Earring after years of staring at a poster of the painting in her bedroom.
One of the things I love about that painting is the ambiguous look on her face. You can't quite tell if she's happy or sad. So I wanted to try to find out more about the expression on her face. So I'm often looking for women characters who have a story to tell. There's something that is not right about their lives that they're pushing against and trying to make better.
In her book, Chevalier imagines that the servant girl Griet and the famous painter are drawn to each other. She is fascinated by his work. He teaches her about the art of painting. Though they never act on their attraction to each other, Vermeer does decide to paint her, wearing a pearl earring that belongs to his wife. The girl knows that by posing for the painting, her reputation and her life could be ruined.
Do not ask this of me.
It's needed. The composition, it's not balanced.
I've seen you paint with no one there.
You want me to imagine how the earring would look?
My ears are not pierced.
Though the script is based on Chevalier's book, director Peter Weber says it was only one source of inspiration for the film.
The painting tells you what the film wants to be like, I would argue.
Weber's film looks like a Vermeer painting. The costumes, the lighting, the sets are all reminiscent of the artist's work. At one point, the camera lingers for a long time on the actress Scarlett Johansson as she transforms herself into the exact image of the original girl with a pearl earring. Weber says he made a deliberate decision to slow down the pace of the film.
But what I was able to do, or what I hoped to do, by slowing things down, was to create these moments in between the dialogue that were full of emotion. And the more silent the film became, the closer it seemed to be to the condition of those Vermeer paintings, and the closer it seemed to capture some kind of truth.
Look at the clouds. What colour are they?
White. No, not white. Yellow. Blue. And grey. There are colours in the clouds.
Weber's film is so effective, says Tracy Chevalier, that she now imagines Scarlett Johansson as Griet, even as she still holds on to the image of the character she originally created.
I've been lucky in that I feel like I have both of them in my head going side by side, and that suits me fine. But I realize it might be different for every reader, and that's my worry for readers, is that their experience of the book or the film will be ruined by the other. It's a risk you take when you're moving from one medium to another.
And if the film can shift even Chevalier's image of her own creation, then what influence will her book have on all those who now view the painting with her story of greed in mind? Arthur Wheelock of the National Gallery says both the book and movie may affect even those like himself who have been studying the painting for years.
I'm sure that I have sort of patterns of thinking about paintings that have developed over time. And every once in a while, something I see or experience jolts that pattern. Then you look afresh at the painting altogether. Now, the movie and the book jolt your experiences to a certain extent. You're reaching it from a different angle. You're reaching it from the human dimension coming out to a work of art.
But, says Peter Weber, when all is said and done, the book and the film are mere footnotes. The masterpiece is the painting.
I think Vermeer is greater than all of us. I think the painting is going to be around long after all of us and our works are forgotten. So I think he can take it. I think that it's a particular point of view, but it is fiction. That's the important thing to remember. It's fiction, it's a story. But in this day and age, where we don't spend much time dealing with art or such things, I think it's only good that we make a film that maybe someone who's never heard of Vermeer will go to him for the first time.
And for those who haven't seen the painting before they see the film, Weber gives them a taste of the real thing. The final image in his film is a long, slow shot of Vermeer's girl with a pearl earring. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.